This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. Early in February, the Canadian Muslim Women's Institute, CMWI, hosted the Muslim Women Courage and Leadership in Manitoba Conference. The event celebrated Muslim women in leadership positions in Winnipeg, while hosting panels and discussions on addressing rising rates of Islamophobia in Canada. The event was incredibly well-received, explains Executive Director Yves Satoriadu. Now that they've had time to process input and suggestions, they turn their attention to bringing the conference to other cities across Canada.
I think the event in Winnipeg went really well in terms of the themes and the way it was sort of put together in exploring women from different fields. Something that perhaps we should plan out in the future for the upcoming events. It would be more debriefing time or more conversation time for the community.
With plans already underway, CMWI is currently organizing an upcoming conference in Alberta. The approach remains community-driven, ensuring local women play a role in shaping the event.
We're trying to get women from the local community to also be part of putting this together, right? Because I think an insider from within the community would know better who are the right people to highlight. So I think that's the approach we're taking, like connecting with the local community and working collaboratively in setting up the event.
One of the key discussions at the conference was the rise in Islamophobia across Canada. Amira El-Gawabe, Canada's special representative on combating Islamophobia, spoke at the event and highlighted the urgent need for action.
So attacks against Canadian Muslims have not only been harmful in many ways, but also in these instances where we've seen them actually be deadly. And in fact, Canada has a very sad distinction of having had the highest number of deadly attacks against Muslims of any other G7 country. And so the most recent sort of data around this, if you wanted to speak specifically around hate crimes, is for 2023, according to Statistics Canada, which saw an increase of about 94% in hate crimes targeting Muslims.
However, she emphasized that hate crime statistics often underrepresent the true scope of the issue, as many victims do not report incidents to police.
Generally, hate crime victims across many communities don't report to police, according to surveys done by Statistics Canada on the issue. We know that people can be identifiable as Muslim when they're not even Muslim and or targeted for being Arab or from other cultures that appear to be, again, Muslim. So that's not reflected necessarily in the data. We saw an increase in hate crimes targeting Arabs and West Asians in 2023 as well, over 50% increase there.
Satoriadu believes as many Muslim communities face heightened discrimination, elevating the voices of Muslim women who are leading our communities serves as a powerful counterforce to division and hate.
Well, I think Muslim women in general, we are doing a lot of things that are in the shadows, underground, just like any other woman, right? We do things that are not always highlighted or celebrated. But with this particular event, I felt that it was an opportunity to highlight how Muslim women are excelling in different fields, they're contributing to the community, they're contributing furthering human rights in our country. So I sort of wanted to highlight that diversity and also the fact that we are all looking so different. We're all coming from so many different parts of the world, different identities, different experiences, and yet we have a lot of commonalities ranging from our faith to our commitment towards human rights in Canada.
With Alberta on the stage for the next Muslim Women's Courage and Leadership Conference, CMWI is looking to best have these conversations of empowerment, solidarity, and positive change in other provinces. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.